Get to the reader.
We're out.
Some of the content you'll hear on Jailbreak is unsuitable for young audiences and may offend sensitive listeners.
Or if it's too personal for you, maybe go talk to someone.
You know, in jail, people don't get along, but you guys came for your culture. There's a lot of girls that came today that didn't experience NAIDOC, that doesn't know what it's about, and you guys showed them. You know, you guys showed them with your dance, your culture, Jade, your poem. You all came together, you know, massive thing. And you guys stuck together and you put on, it was actually really wonderful. Like, it was good. For me to see that, it was good. And I hope that, you know, later on down the track that other girls can, you know, be a part of it and experience it and witness it. And hopefully that you guys aren't here for too much longer and can take that out to the community, you know, and your family. Hey, people out there.
Yeah, that was Liz. She's an officer.
She wasn't an officer. We'd grab her and hug her right now.
That was Matt. Thank you. Yeah, Civil Water Women's Correctional Centre. And we thank Liz for everything she's done and put all of us girls and our sister girls together to represent our culture and our nationality on this day. And yeah, we all thank her and Robbo, another officer, for everything they've done.
This is 2SER 107.3 FM and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights 9:30. Great to have your company. Happy NAIDOC Week.
We're your hosts coming to you from Silver Water Women's Correctional Centre on Sydney's West.
I'm Flo.
I'm Jade.
I'm Rosie.
How's your time going? Reaching out to the men and women wherever you are in the system, New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Northern Territory, all over the world.
For the next half an hour, coming up, music and stories to take your mind beyond these walls.
Four walls, yeah. Our story this week, happy NAIDOC Day.
NAIDOC is different in jail because all us Aboriginal people get together as sisters, as family, and we all represent our culture on the day and we stick together,
we support
dance,
one another.
We sing, we paint, we do everything.
We encourage one another, yeah. We support, we influence one another. Yeah. In the biggest way, we don't even realise sometimes that we're even influencing one another
right.
Till the end of it and we all come together and we're like, wow, we had a really good day today. Like that really worked.
Yeah.
Look at, you know, we were walking away with our chest out and sort of so proud of who we are, where we come from, and who we represent.
Considering we all was all the dancers and we stuck together on that dance and we did what we did today for our Aboriginal people, including our elders that come to watch us dance on NAIDOC Day, being in prison, it means a lot.
I'm Jade. I'd like to thank Liz and Robbo, especially the two officers that are in here. Robbo's an Indigenous officer.
NAIDOC Day, being in prison, it means a lot. You know, it means everything. It means a lot that you're here to listen to us and listen to us talking to about our problems, about what we're feeling in our life.
A message out there to you fellas out there in the wider community. Thank you for listening to us, fellas.
Yeah,
the theme this year is voice, treaty and truth.
Yeah.
We've got a voice. This is our voice shouting out to all you fellas out there. Happy NAIDOC Week.
Yeah, happy NAIDOC
from the
week.
Girls inside at Silver Water Women's Correctional Centre. To all the girls and sister girls at Dwinia, Senior Plains, Kempsey, Silver Water, Wellington, Ferramar, Mary Wade, all the men, Silver Water, Dwindalowas, everyone, all around.
Even all our family out
nationwide,
there.
Nationwide, yeah.
Even all the family out there in the communities, you know, stick
happy
together.
NAIDOC week.
Happy NAIDOC Week, especially people from Wellington and Mount Druitt, all around, you know, like we're happy we're here as a family, yeah.
We've danced today for NAIDOC Day, we've spoken, we've read out a poem, and we've got photos, we've represented our culture,
Silver Water
painted
Women's
up,
Correctional Centre.
And we're having a ball and we're having a feed at the moment.
How many women here?
There's 8 beautiful, strong black women.
Okay, we want a shout out to
this.
I'm Flo from Bundjalung.
I'm Rosie from Mount Druitt.
I'm Nisha Camilleroy.
I'm Zoe from Barkindjee.
I'm Karen from Mount Druitt.
I'm Carol Nolan Breed.
Serena Wankamara.
Jada girl, what a girl.
At the moment, what I see is 8 strong, beautiful women that I'm I'm so very proud of, and you don't understand. I appreciate everything that you've done today, man. I'm really happy. I'm really happy. Happy NAIDOC Day, girls. Yep.
Everyone else wanted to step up, so we all stepped up and done it, you know.
And we get feedback, you know.
Proud of all of our sisters doing what we did today, you know. We did good today, and, you know, I love you all for sticking together as a family, sisters.
I've seen just the girls talking like this. Even outside, they can represent.
The shows
the love, but they can get up and represent and not be ashamed. They can get up and represent for their culture. But not just that, like, they can pass that knowledge on to the younger generation, you know, who are ashamed and who, you know, like, get out there and have a go, girls, you know, and boys, you know. Get out there and have a go. Don't ever be ashamed of who you are.
All the brothers that are inside, they'll be doing NAIDOC soon, so, you know, do your best. Yeah. Shout out to the brothers.
Happy NAIDOC week, brother boys.
Hopefully now, wherever you are. Yeah. Good luck.
Water Buffalo boys on the Mountain Boys.
We just did ours at Water Women's Correctional Centre, NAIDOC Day.
Oh, shout out to Burke out there. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Mount Druitt from Rosie and Karen.
Yeah. Shout out to Marrickville, my mother Therese, and my son Sean.
Shout out to the Wallow mob, my niece Erica, and my sisters and that, Belinda and Natasha, and a shout out to the South Coast mob.
Andrew, I'll be home soon.
Yeah. Tavita, I love you. You'll be home in 28 days.
I'm Jade. I was broken yesterday. I was broken. I've been broken for the last couple of weeks. Not just myself. There are other girls in the group that are in the group that probably, you know, don't want to get up and say too much because it. You know, they don't have a shrimp. Our message out there, just stick together and you talk to one another, girls, you know, like, and the boys too, you know, just, don't be ashamed, you know, like, get out there and talk. Cause,
stay strong,
don't be ashamed, be game, that's it.
When I was up there dancing, every time I dance, I always feel my spirits, I feel the ancestors within me, you know, I've got the earth in between my toes, you know, and I'm feeling it, you know, I get right in there and I start going into this mode where I'm just representing for my culture, and I just feel this sense of pride. My chest is sticking up because I'm so proud of who I am and where I come from. And to stand next to my sisters, it's, you know, I just feel was mad.
I would like to say that Jade is very, I don't know, when I was out there, she gave me inspiration, and I thought that I couldn't get it done, and I thought, oh, I hope I don't muck up. But when I seen Jade out there getting right into it, I thought, I didn't even think nothing. Something come over me. I didn't even need to remember nothing. I just went out there and just copped it straight on the chin and felt my ancestors, woke them up, stopped at my feet, walked out there, and I just got it done, you know what I mean? And I just got straight into it, and, you know, put extra moves in there, thought, yeah, mad, you know, it doesn't matter about anything, you know?
Yeah, represent, you know?
Represent. I felt like no other feeling in the world could come standing between me right now. I feel like I'm on the top of a pedestal, standing 10 feet high. You know, just because of Jade took a while to get over, and we was all crying and Sukka saying, come on, Jade, come on. And then Robbo come over and she give it to us, and we were so happy then. Then when she just kept giving me inspiration, I felt over the moon, you know. Like nothing, I didn't even need to think about, no thought, it was all clear in mind, like
we
an ocean, you know.
We wouldn't have got it done without Jade anyway, so we need a Jade girl there to help us get through it. And Karen, like we've only had us three, me, Jade and Karen, Rosie, Jade and Karen.
And Flo.
And me.
She helped us, and she was the main person that led us to do the dance, you know. She was Flo, she was more doing, teaching us the dancing, and Jade and Karen and all of us, we stuck together and we done everything we could together. Without each other, we couldn't do it.
And we gave up like twice, we wasn't going to go, but then Flo convinced us to hurry up and come back. So yeah, we ended up coming back together as a team. Done our dance.
Yeah, I felt mad just watching them. Like, I've told them that many times today that I'm really proud of them. I'm proud, I'm happy, and you could just see the love, you know, from each and every one of us for one another. When we're dancing, it was just mad. It was amazing.
I know I'm in blue and they're in green, and there's always kind of a difference, but, you know, they're human and so am I, and I just treat them, you know, how I would want to be treated. If they show me respect, I'll show them back. You know, they're in here for whatever circumstances that's happened on the outside, but it doesn't change them as a person. You know, they've gone through things, and, you know, their journey has taken them down this track, but, you know, they've still got that you know, emotion behind them that they want to do better. You know, some things don't go their way, and that's why, you know, unfortunately they're in here. But, you know, for them to do this here while they're, you know, in jail, it really shows that they're willing to show the other girls and show the community that, yeah, I'm in jail, but I'm also a human and able to participate in things, and I have a culture and I want to show it. So, well done.
Yeah, that was Elise. She's an officer.
If she wasn't activist, an officer, we'd grab her and hug her right now.
That was Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, Silver Water Women's Correctional Centre. And we thank Liz for everything she's done and put all of us girls and our sister girls together to represent our culture and our nationality on this day.
The girls, you know, talking to me last night, I want yous out there, you know, and I said, yeah, but then I kept trying to tell myself, no, I don't want to go, I've always been that strength, and, you know, I just feel a bit broken at the moment, but, you know, I got the support from the girls and that, so Robbo helped me this morning. I didn't want to get out of bed, and Robbo mentioned one thing that, cause, you know, she's got stuff, she's gone at home, but, she's been off at work for the last couple of days, and she came in today because, for us girls and that, you know, and when she told me that, I thought, you know, for her to come in here for us girls, I need to get out there for my sister girls, because, you know, she had that choice of not coming into work today, but she thought about, she made me look at it like I was stuck in a hole, and if I just keep sitting there, the hole's either going to get deeper, or I'm just going to continue to sit in that hole, continue to cry and whatnot. And so I got myself out of that hole this morning and stepped up for the girls, and yeah, I feel a lot better about myself. Our message out there, just stick together, you talk to one another, girls, you know, like, and the boys too, you know, just, don't be ashamed, you know, like, get out there and talk. Cause,
don't be strong, yeah.
Don't be ashamed, be
gay. Like, still, you know, going through them the depressive moments, but I'm able to talk about it with the sister girls. So I think, before my message is to anyone out there that's gone, the brothers, anyone that's gone through all this stuff, especially inside, just talk to the brothers, talk to the sisters, you know, talk to us, you know, like, we're all here for one another. Be there for one another, yeah. Support from the sister girls, the support from those staff that they see, you know, that there's only few, but they see that we're struggling, they want to help us, so, yeah. But my main biggest support was the girls, and especially Flo, Rosie and Karen. I pushed myself this morning and I said, you know, I'm getting in the shower. I said, because I'm getting in it. You know, but like, girls sort of follow my lead. They look up to me, so they follow my lead, and they're like, yeah, well, I don't want to go anywhere, so I can't do this to my culture, to my people, to my sisters. You know, I've got to get up, and, you know, especially if, you know, I couldn't leave Flo with it. Couldn't leave Flo with it, because, you know, Flo's also experienced, we're all experiencing individually our own individual depression, or, you know, we all suffer with mental health. I got to let go of all that depression. That was that took, you know, that went away, and I just thought, just happiness and, you know, just, yeah, pride. You know, yeah, strength.
Pride,
strength,
happiness, love.
A lot of strength was out there today too, so I wouldn't have got through without that strength from these girls, from the officers and that, yeah.
This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights, 9:30.
Hi, I'm Tanya from the Gomeroi tribe. It's great to have your company. More music after this.
Streets, you got to stay strong, my brother. Learn to stand on your own two feet. You got to stand strong, my sister. Try to keep out of the streets. You got to stay strong, my sister. Learn to stand on your own two feet. You got to stay strong.
It ain't easy for this next generation to lead a life when their role models are alcoholics or pushing ice. So their mama's out all night and daddy's doing time, and they wonder why they turn to drugs and crime. So young blood, understand me. What's your plan? Because prison don't turn a boy into a man or an OG.
All together, we stand strong more than ever as we march in formation through the stormy weather. All in all, we're young blacks ready to brawl. Never stumble when we rumble and we crumble them all. Face to face with racism, what would it take to appreciate the place of an ancient race? From the beginning of time, we've been walking this earth. We were the first people to be feet stomping the dirt, painted up, doing corroborees, checking the ground like a shockwave. We bouncing from town to town. All across the nation, as voices are heard, for the next generation, we're spreading the word.
You got to stand strong, young brother. Try to keep out of the streets. You got to stay strong, my brother. Learn to stand on your own two feet. You got to stand strong, my sister. Try to keep out of the streets. You got to stay strong, my sister. Learn to stand on your own two feet. You got to stay strong.
I'm a brother from the south side, KMC. Here to tell you all the story of my history. Outside, it was all about the money and drugs. Living life to the limit like a hardcore thug. First thing in my mind as soon as I awake, what crime will I do? What money will I make? A Dungarty brother not giving a f-. I'm going town to town and just ripping it up. But that was pretty stupid, the life that I lived, when I should have been home with my wife and kids. Now they locked me away for a couple of years, while my family's on the outside shedding their tears. I gotta change my ways, I gotta make a start, cause I don't wanna get out and break their hearts. I gotta stay strong every way that I can, to change my life and be a family man.
Coming through your beats is the war of my man. Now I'm representing my brothers who's been dealt a bad hand. I'm sick of the police thinking they can push us around. We got these prosecutors, judges just giving smirks and smiles. There ain't no love on the streets, we gotta keep our heads up. Make sure you're listening to your elders, mothers, fathers, grandmas. Take a look up into the sky, little soldier with pride. They can never take your spirit, so you hold your head on. So be ready to ride, better to run through the gates of hell. This is my life and then the story that
you
I tell.
You got to stay strong, young brother, try to keep out of the streets. You got to stay strong, my brother, learn to stand on your own two feet. You got to stay strong, my sister, try to keep out of the streets. You got to stay strong, my sister, learn to stand on your own two feet. You got to stay
strong. Hang on, stay strong. Hey. We all dance to the same song.
Got to stay strong.
Hang on, stay strong. Oh, we all dance to the same song. Hang on, stay strong. We all dance to the same song. Hang on, stay strong. We all dance to the same song.
Got me hep C treatment last week.
Too bad, bro. You feeling sick? One of the boys on treatment too, man, and he got real sick.
There's new treatments now, cuz. No needles, no sickness. Just swallow a pill a day. It's that easy. Never felt better in my life, cuz.
Serious?
Yeah, for sure, cuz. It's deadly new treatments out there. Put in a form to the clinic today, cuz. Say you want a blood test. It's that easy.
Hey, sis. I've been looking for you. Where you been?
Nah. Come here. I was at the clinic.
Why, sis? What you for?
I done my hepatitis C test.
How was it, sis? Shame, huh?
No. No shame. The nurse didn't make me feel shame. She took my blood and made me feel comfortable. Even if the tests come back positive, you can clear the virus.
No shame getting tested for Hep C. Go and have a yarn to the nurse at the clinic or call Hep C Helpline in your centre.
Come on, you can do it.
For more information, please call Hep C Helpline. Hi, and you're listening to Phoebe all the way from Thursday Island in the Torres Strait, far north Queensland. Must think about health, Blayumi, and stop it, the no good sick Hep C.
And I wanna get out. I need to keep it clean even when I get out. Cause I'm locked up and I wanna get out. I'm gonna get screened, that's what I'm about. Locked up and I wanna get out. I need to keep it clean even when I get out. Cause I'm locked up and I wanna get out. I'm gonna get screened, that's what I'm about.
She thought it was cool, end up being the fool, until she found out what was flowing through her veins. A disease so viral that could send her insane. She had no one to blame. She feeling the strain, she feeling the pain. Broken hearts, she had a place beyond the start, but now a place so dark. She stepped on a needle in the park. Well, that's bad luck, cause you wanna run amok, and now you're stuck with this. Stuck in a mist, cutting your wrist. There was nothing to protect me. Now you're stuck with Hep C, something that we couldn't foresee. Full of this frustration, no hesitation, and even no vaccination.
Locked up, and I wanna get out. I need to keep it clean even when I get out. Cause I'm locked up, and I wanna get out. I'm gonna get screened, that's what I'm about. Locked up, and I wanna get out. I need to keep it clean even when I get out.
We're the last connection.
And you're listening to Jailbreak Community Radio Network.
Stay Hep C free. Yeah.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak. Great to have your company. Happy NAIDOC.
NAIDOC in the system. Black and deadly.
Jailbreak. Same time, same route. Just because you're in doesn't mean you're out. Yeah.
Hello, this is Scott talking to you at Jailbreak. Thank you. I hope you're enjoying NAIDOC week through Jailbreak as well.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Ice Cube. You know I'm your homie, and you know what you're doing. You're listening to Jailbreak. Let's break them all out of there. I can't say that, but nah, you're listening to Jailbreak. Everybody, keep your head up. Yay, yay.
NAIDOC's coming right to your cell on Jailbreak.
We're your hosts coming to you from Silverwater Women's Correctional Centre on Sydney's West, reaching out to the men and women wherever you are in the system, New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Northern Territory, all over the world. How's your time going?
Music and stories to take your mind beyond these walls.
Four walls, yeah. I'm Jade. I lost my mum from a very long, young age, and I'm still holding on to that, hoping that one day she's going to pop up. I know she's not going to pop up. I know I'm never going to get over it, but I've got to get through it. I've got to start healing. And healing is a process. Today's the first start of it, you know. I'm starting to heal. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of, you know, all those scars and wounds that are open. Starting to heal them up, you know. And today just shows that, you know, it was the beginning of everything, you know. I'd like to put out a request for the many people out there that are suffering depression, who have lost people and that, especially their mothers or grandmothers or anything like that. I'd like to request a song called From Boys to Men, called A Song for Mama.
You taught me everything and everything you've given me, I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know I love
you. Ooh, you knew I love you,
mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars.
Yes, it is.
Mama, I just want you to know, loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
Times looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama,
you are.
Boyz II Men, called A Song for Mama.
This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak Sunday nights 9:30. Great to have your company.
We're your hosts, coming to you from Silverwater Women's Correctional Centre on Sydney's West.
I'm Flo.
I'm Jade.
I'm Rosie.
Shout out to my family, love yous. Yeah, Kieran.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I listened. Jade, we listened to her the other day. Yeah. Kieran, Deanne, Melissa, Sinead, Shania, Annalyn, Petta, Sean, Robert, and my mum, Teresa, my dad, Hector, all my nieces and nephews, Jado, Hummer, Shakaya, Dion, Acacia, Petta, Thomas, James, Ambam, baby Mel, Ivy, who's only a few weeks old,
Mama Teresa.
I think I've missed a couple. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Love yous. Big family. 10 of us kids, and there's nearly 20 grannies for my mum. Bless ya. Love you. For me, the hardest thing about jail is being away from my family and not missing my son.
For me, the hardest thing about being in jail, being away from family and isolated and having mental illnesses going on myself.
And me, it's my family and my children that I'm missing, and yeah, I enjoy it, and I love yous all, and I'll be home soon, not long, so chin up and see you soon.
Being on radio feels like I feel like I'm a DJ.
It just feels like more being part of something. Yeah, being more part of something. Connection
to the outside community. And that,
Even though we're in jail and we're in jail.
What, listeners out there?
We're more sticking together and we're a part of something in here.
Today, it was like we were out. We weren't actually in jail. We celebrated NAIDOC Day.
Yeah, with our elders and our ancestors and representing our culture.
With the wider community,
in jail as friends and family.
Happy NAIDOC Day.
NAIDOC is different in jail because all us Aboriginal people get together as sisters, as family, and we all represent our culture on the day, and we stick together,
we
dance, we sing, we paint, we do everything.
We encourage one another, we support, we influence one another. In the biggest way, we don't even realise sometimes that we're even influencing one another to the end of it, and we all come together and we're like, wow, we had a really good day today. Like that really worked. Yeah, look at, we were walking away with our chest out, and sort of so proud of who we are, where we come from. Give me strength today. It's given me strength to heal that wound that I keep opening up. I've got to keep, obviously I need to get out and reconnect with my family and get through. I've got to let go of the past. And that's what a lot of us got to do. That's what we all still hold on to, is the past.
Something spiritual, because when I listen to his music, it touches my soul, it touches my heart. Can you please play Bapa by Gurumul Yunupingu so I can feel it in my heart, in my soul, and maybe have a little cry?
Why don't you put your hand up for some radio? Jailbreak visits just about any centre. Ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Why don't you have a go or ask for your favourite track? Write to Jailbreak, care of 2SER, PO Box 123, Broadway 2007. Families or staff, email jailbreak at 2SER.com, and make sure you check out Jailbreak Facebook page, search for Jailbreak Radio.
Yeah, and love all my family out there in Mount Druitt. Love is all. Jailbreak pays respect to the Gadigal tribe, the traditional custodians of the land on which Jailbreak's produced at Sydney's 2SER. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock. I'd like to thank Vivian and Robbo for making this episode of Jailbreak possible.
Jailbreak is one of the many projects of the Community Restorative Centre, supporting prisoners and families in New South Wales.
Tune in again to us at 107.3 FM Sunday nights, 9:30. My message to others locked up is, have a good day, stay strong, stick deadly, and be proud of who you are and where you come from, and mentally just stay strong.
Stay black, stay strong, and stay deadly.
Happy NAIDOC Day,
happy
brothers.
Happy NAIDOC Day, and stay strong, stay black, and stay deadly.
Yeah.
I'm happy now, Deborah.